We've been farming almost 40 years, all of that time organic. And I think as an organic farmer, I look at organic farming as really being a farm production system that is predicated on harmony with nature. It is a natural system because we look at nature as the model that we try to emulate on our farm. So I really think that in many ways, harmony with nature when it comes to farming is actually organic farming.
Is that widespread? Do most farmers, do you think, work in harmony with the earth?
I think all farmers have a love of the land and do the best job that they know how to do. Farmers want to take care of their land, and that means putting long-term needs first. But we have an economy that some people have called a predatory economy that requires the substitution of short-term gain. And that's not good for the farmer, that's not good for the land, and it's not good for society. So the farmer today finds themselves in that quandary of how to produce good food without being paid adequately for it. So it's a challenge.
So how did you find a solution to that challenge? Why are you so successful at growing organic and still being able to make a living?
Part of it is because we've been around a long time. We've been farming for 40 years, and organic farming systems is designed on long-term gain, long-term benefit. So that starts to pay back. Over the years, we've had scientists come to our farm and compared the soil on our farm with the soil on the experiment farm run by the government. They can't believe how fertile and rich and full of organic matter and life our soil is. We grow Andean potatoes on our farm in Maine, and these have been developed by the residents of the Andean countries, Peru, Chile, Ecuador, Bolivia, and they've been taking care of them for 7,000 years. These were made possible for us to grow because of the generosity of the Andean people that gave this to the rest of the world.
So do you feel that today you're sort of in that situation, that the work that you're doing today is going to significantly impact the generations to come when it comes to farming?
I think what the world really needs are new ideas about how to do things better, and especially on a day like today, to where we commemorate International Mother Earth Day, we all need to learn how to do a better job at it. And a lot of that is going back and looking at the traditional cultures that have been farming for thousands of years successfully, and they have many ideas and concepts to give us as modern farmers that can make us better farmers.
It must be really exciting being here at UN headquarters, surrounded by so many people who have similar goals to yours, living in harmony with the earth, working in harmony with the earth. Do you have a message or advice for people who weren't able to be here today that want to incorporate those ideals in their everyday lives?
Well, I think there has been an increased understanding that part of our problem with our environment is that mankind has too strongly taken on a dominant role and inadequately concerned itself with other aspects of Mother Earth. And I think it was 4 years ago today on Earth Day that in Bolivia the delegates came up with the concept of the rights of Mother Earth. And this, I think, really heightens our understanding that we're travelers on this planet, not simply in domination of the planet, but with other species, with other ecosystems, and that as we gain a better understanding of Mother Earth as something that we are all guests on, that we can learn to do a better job and to balance humankind's needs with those of the rest of the planet, with the other species that we share the planet with.